Before we start, here is an example. Which film do they want to see?
Do you fancy going out to the cinema later on? There are some excellent new films on this week.
Great. I've heard that the new horror film with Mike Lawrence is very good.
I heard that too, but I watched the horror film last night on TV, and I'd prefer to see something else if that's okay. The reviews say that both the romantic one and the science fiction one are great too.
Okay. I love science fiction, but I'm not that keen on romantic films.
Fine. That's the plan then.
1.
I went on the holiday website and looked at some places we could go next year.
Yes, anything. Just not Mum and Dad's favourite seaside hotel again.
Exactly. We both love water sports, so why don't we go on an activity holiday? There's one advertised in Wales with loads of great sports to do on the river.
Cool. I was thinking of a winter holiday in the mountains, but that always depends on the snow, and they're quite expensive.
True. OK, so now, how are we going to persuade Mum and Dad?
2.
You haven't seen the new TV talent show, have you?
I saw the first programme, but I didn't really enjoy it. I decided to watch the new cookery programme instead last night.
That is so boring.
How do you know? You didn't see it.
I've seen the reviews and they all said the same thing.
Well, I liked it. The reviews said that the Wild Animals documentary last week was terrible, and they were wrong about that too.
3.
Hi, my name's Paul Matthews, and I'm phoning to see if you've found a silver smartphone. I was at the leisure centre from about 2 o'clock until 5 o'clock. I asked for some information about tennis lessons at the reception desk as I was leaving, so it's possible I left it on the desk there. I had a sandwich in the cafe after going swimming, and I remember using it there to call a friend, so I'm sure I didn't leave it by the pool. If someone has found it, please phone me on 09876 876 574. Thanks.
4.
Emily, hi. I hope you get this message soon. As you know, the school play starts tonight and I'm really excited. Would you like to come? The play begins at 7:30 and it lasts about 2 hours. The audience can start to come in from 7 o'clock to get a coffee or something and look at the programme. I've got to be there about an hour before that to get ready. It takes ages to get into costume and do my makeup. Also, I need to go through my lines again. Do come. We can meet afterwards.
5.
Are you taking much with you on this camping trip at the weekend?
You know me. Just the jeans that I'm wearing and a couple of T-shirts. My phone and my music, of course.
Last year it rained all the time. Everything got really wet. I think I'll take 2 pairs of jeans this year.
Well, you have to carry your rucksack. I'd prefer to get wet, I think.
Maybe you're right. But I must take my special coffee. I can't live without that in the morning.
Good idea.
6.
Hey, you didn't come to the match yesterday. It was brilliant.
I know, I wanted to come. I got the dates wrong and I spent the whole afternoon watching sports on television.
I thought perhaps you had a skateboarding competition. I know there's an important one soon.
That's not until next weekend. How was the football?
Really good. Our school won easily. It was very exciting.
Oh, I'm angry that I got confused. The tennis was very boring.
7.
Can you drive me into town tomorrow, Dad?
No problem. I've got to go to the bank. Where do you want to go?
I need to go to the camping shop.
Oh, no. Is there a problem with your new tent? You've only had it a month.
It's fine. I just want to check out some new sleeping bags they've advertised. They're only £50. I've got that money from my birthday to spend.
That sounds good value. I'm going about 10:30, okay?